We started to speak last year on oil. There's an Isur de Rabbonon to make oil Arai b'Shabbos. And chutz from the Isur of Boine, we're not allowed to build in Shabbos. There's an Isur de Rabbonon to make oil Arai. We said it's Chiluki Alochas. One b'Ktzora to Mesaken the Alochas. There's one Isur of oil that is meant if someone does something, oil, a tent, to protect himself from the sun, from the rain, from flies. This is Isur oil. And Isur oil, Isur Asiyas oil, is even if you do oil without mechitzas, you just put a cover. If you're not holding it with your hands, if you're putting it on something, on poles, on a frame, is the Isur of Asiyas oil. This is the Isur of Asiyas oil. Even without mechitzas. Lemoshel. It's when you get a lot of kids that do these things. A person has two chairs, and you put a blanket over the two chairs, they want to play. It's the Isur, the Rabbonon of Asiyas oil. And not only that, it is the usul to the kids to do it. You're not allowed to take it off. Now, in alluding to the kids made such a oil, you're not allowed to break it. Allah is in between the two beds. They want to put a blanket to cover, and they want to play under it. This is Isur Asiyas oil, and it's also with the Rabbanon. And every time, if it's made for shade, for protecting from rain, you want to play under that place. All these places you have the Isur Asiyas oil. Last week we spoke about the carriages, the Eitzes. Now, this Isur of Asiyas oil is also even if the chairs were there before Shabbos, the beds were there before Shabbos, and you want to put a blanket from one chair to the other chair to play under it, to be protected under it, there's an Isur oil. There's an Eitze. What would it be if you need to protect yourself? You're outside, it's a very big sun. So the Eitze is, what the Shulchan Aruch says is, if two people will come and they will hold the oil in their hands, and then someone will come and bring down the frame, and then you leave go, it's muta, because the Isur oil Arai is the Isur Darabonon, Mechzi Keboine, Mechzi Otu oil Kva. If you mishan a seder asiyas oil, chazal din nasa. So you bring first the top, and then you put the amudim in the bottom, and b'chai gavne is no isu. B'chai gavne is no isu. There's nothing clear exactly in the poiskes vaneinu how high these people have to hold that blanket before they bring in the frame. Again, if it's a frame, two beds, l'moshel. The kids want to play. And you tell them, I learned there's a new Isur, you can't put a blanket over the two chairs. There's a Eitzah. Both parents hold the blanket, the kids bring the chair, then you put down the blanket. How high the blanket has to be from not leaning behind it. If the chairs are there and then you put the blanket, it's also. But if the blanket comes and then the chair comes, it's mutter. Shall what means the blanket comes? I put the blanket 100 feet up, and then I put two chairs, and then it comes down. Also the chairs were there. Some Heintekev Machmirim wanted to say, the Imam should have to put the blanket in the height of the chairs, and then stoop the chairs in. To me it's not mashma like that. To me it's not mashma like that. It's a choshev sefer, so. Well, I don't think he's right. I think. Okay, this is a poshta isur. I want to go duch the isurim, because I want to speak on things that are more neget us in the end. Like this thing that I don't have it clo yet, in Nevada, I know some rabbonim in America, matir, this new kind of coats that people go with oils and Shabbos. But we have to. I was once making when it was a poor, I think last Pesach I was in America, it was like mamash like a hurricane, a mini hurricane of a Shabbos. And I was, kids, at the end, I was a shal of seiche, the oil. So I went back and I was epis. Till today I feel bad about it. So I won't be valid, but Valdis Halocha is not so bold and it's not so close. So I'm saying, about this negato, what we spoke about the carriage and these things, but I want today to go weiter to the next shlav. The Shulchan Aruch brings down another issur. Chutz from the issur of asiyas oil, l'shem oil, that this is also to put a blanket, to play under the blanket, to be protected from the sun, from the rain. If you have already two mechitzas, dahinu, you bring one mechitza on one side, another mechitza on the other side, and then you put on it a cover, then it's also, even if you're not doing it to protect. L'moshel. I'll give the moshel, but here till the end, because it's a shinui. We'll take the beds, the Beis Yishaya beds. Why I call Beis Yishaya beds? Those are dorms, maybe Beis Shalom also, but it's two kind of beds. It's the Heindike beds, the most normal beds that every dorm has, is four sticks of metal and a bed on top. The Beis Yishaya beds already have like a whole frame. This is what I call Beis Yishaya beds. And I will explain. The beds that you have, metal beds, normal beds, these normal beds, now the mattress is not on top of the bed. So a lot of times, instead of the mattress, you have like these springs, like shtiver, like little boxes. So then anyway, it's lovut, so we say it's no meisif al oil, we already spoke last week. But for example, you have these beds that have two or three metal stripes. On top of it, you put like a little piece of wood, like a board, and then you put a mattress. The board is half, the mattress is off, you have that bed, now you want to go to sleep. Happens a lot of times, the marshal, in places that they stuck a lot of beds together, and by night, they take it, more camping matzav, and they take it out by night, so they have like piles of mattresses and boards on one side, and the beds, these metal beds, are one on top of each other, now, towards the night, you want to put on the bed. So we'll start Me'ikar Adin. Me'ikar Adin, Shulchan Aruch says, these beds, Me'ikar Adin, you're allowed to set these beds in Shabbos. You take the metals, you put the board, you put the mattress, sheet if you want, and then you put the blanket, and you go to sleep. There is no problem. Why? L'chure, you're doing the oil. The Torah says you're not doing it to be under the bed. Your plan is to sleep on top of the bed. But, if this bed would have two boards in the sides, what has a lot of master beds have it, like a headboard on one side and another board on the other side, there, you're not allowed to put on that board in Shabbos. So see if in Shulchan Aruch. A lot of people don't know that. See if in Shulchan Aruch. But I'm not putting it to sleep under the bed. I want to sleep on top of the bed. But under the bed, you keep the shoes. It's more zachen you put under the bed. So the under the bed is also a place that is made for protecting. Avad is under Shulchan Aruch, you're not doing it for that. A person is not doing his bed for putting things under the bed. But it's also made, so the male, if you have two sides, you're not allowed to put on novas. Shulchan Aruch said, if the bed is already there, you have your master bed that has two, like a headboards, and the mattress is off and the board was off, you're allowed to put it, because the mechitzas already are standing in the place. In the first halacha, when I did an oil, l'shem oil, to protect myself, we said, even if the frame was there before Shabbos, I'm not allowed to put the oil on top. Only if I do it b'shinui. Masha'imgen, when I'm not doing it for under the bed, when I'm doing it for on top of the bed, just under the bed happens to be that it's there. There, it's only also if you did the mechitzas and Shabbos. This is the shittas HaShulchan Aruch. Shittas HaRashba, that it's also to do it even without mechitzas. And the Biur Halacha says, V'roi lochush l'shittas HaRashba. Some people say that's not so chomor the roi, it's only k'tzas roi, and it's a lot to say that it's very roi. All of you say it's not negeta us, beds, master beds. So where it happens to us every time, again, first I want to stick what the Shulchan Aruch speaks on, and then we'll go to what happens to us. Mudah lemaisa dikazach. A lot of times, kimat all of us, when you go to simchas, I'm not speaking out on folding tables, I don't know how they call them in English, but the tables that they have in a lot of, in most chasna halls in America, that I was. They have this metal, and then they have the board that goes on top. This is not called a folding board. A folding table, you know what I mean? Maybe you never went to weddings. Sometimes Hashem, when you go to the wedding, every table in the wedding, how it goes. So some have to pull out the legs, and most of them have that the frame goes up. Even in yeshiva, the frame goes out.
Not the frame, the top of the table goes out.
The top of the table, yeah. Not the...
It's separate?
Yes. They have in most of the simpler places, you have like two pieces of wood, and top of that goes a board. This is the mitzvahs. If you have a folding one, we're not talking about a folding one. But the chassan said, I went. It's not like that. They pick up the chassan, they take only the wood, and they go out with the chassan, you never saw it. You know what is a chassan. So we call Mekoyim, this is, now, here the poskim clear, machleikus. Lechoure, the Shulchan Aruch says that people don't put things under the table. Under the bed, people put things. Tables are not made to put things under the table. For Elif Shulchan Zalman, most of us put something under the table. What do you put under the table? Your feet! You don't want to sit. If someone will offer you a table that you can't put your feet under the table, you're just not sitting at that table. You want to have a place to push your feet inside.
That sounds sexual.
Here's a big argument. It's a big argument. Some poskim hold to be choishesh to it, and some poskim shmir Shabbos brings out from Shmuel Zalman that it's not you want to put the feet under the table. Lo yitzir, you could put them somewhere else. You put them somewhere else. Then you don't want the. Some people not like that. The marshal there, you know, in a lot of choshev places, the guy that speaks, the table is closed, that you will not see his feet because it's pasnished. But he says when you want to put your feet under the table, it's not like in the shoes that you're putting them under the bed. You just need to get to the table. Your feet are in the way. If you could have turned your feet backwards, it's not like you're trying to put them. Some people tiny, but so small, you can't be matil. What? All right, right. The moshul, the yeshivas that have the talking to chairs, I've had it's a problem. Right? And it's true. Most of the places today, the chairs, the table, especially in Russia, the dining room, and all these places, it's made that it could, that the room could be safe and it could be there. And
what?
Why
don't you have the same sword for the chairs? You don't have to put them.
No. So for the shoes also, if I have a different drawer.
No, just
leave it to you. No. That means to say, when you come to eat, it's not a saving place. But you need to reach the table, the feet is in the way. What's the standard? It's not the pshat that this place is to keep the feet. It's not, they didn't make a place for the feet. Lama Zong, you'd have a stander, like you know, a computer stand that goes straight. You'll also be a good for the stander, Be'etzer. The Mekhan Nuzach comes out, and you can read the stander. I'm sure will come a day. No, I mean, the banner of the stander is not a safe place for the feet. I'm saying it's an Afkmina Lemaise, because the Machmirim Lemaise, when you make Simchas with Hashem in your house, you will see this is the tables you get in the Gemachim. You have some places you get folding tables in your area, but not the sort of motion. Most of the places that you have these things. What's the point? It's easy to store them. How? Because the boards store one by one.
Fold was much better.
No. No, I said another one. The fold ones are heavy. Very heavy.
I don't have to get the plastic one.
Very wide. This is the Matthias. He asked me the Matthias is the same. There's nothing to argue about. So, what is the eighth of the Machmirim? The eighth of the Machmirim is you hold the top, the one person brings the bar. Again, so what you do if you want to be eighth of the Machmirim? You hold the board, two people bring in the. In Hebrew they call them Chamoirim. Chamoirim, this is in the Pesachim, you see it's called Chamoirim. It's not the Gemara calls it like that. That these two pieces, because it carries the table, so it's called the chamoyim. And you put them under it, and then you put the top of the table. That's the eitzah be'etzah. That's the eitzah be'etzah. Lemoshul, could be sometime an afkemina lemaisa. I see it a lot of times in Simchas, people don't know. You have a table with already such a thing. And now you want to move it to somewhere else. So one guy picks up the board. The other guy picks the chamayim and he takes it to the place. But the table was already laid, but was laid in the wrong place. So on a folding table, you just pick up the folding table and you go to the other place. But if it's not a folding table, it's a table that with pieces that separate, If you pick up the top and you bring it, there already could be you bring a table with mechitzas. There could be it's also medina to do it. Could be it's also medina to do it. So the eitzah is what all the places say is the same eitzah again. First, to put two guys will hold the table. The guys will come with these pieces. They will put them down, and then you're allowed to. Now the Mishnah Berurah himself says that lekule alma, even if it's not meant to put things under it, if it has four mechitzas, is also.
Wasn't the tabletop of protecting the bottom, the pieces that are holding the almond that's holding it up? And you put the piece on top, you have that piece on top, and you put the thing on the bottom, and it goes then on top. Wouldn't that be a protection for the piece that's on the bottom that's holding it up?
That's not protection, it's only a chetimtza. So we come again, but if you have four mechitzas, the Mishabura says to be machmir anyways. Okay. This is klar. Even if the shit is that it's like at chila, you have to do first the table and then to put the mechitzas. Avada, you're allowed to put a tablecloth after it. It's not a problem because the tablecloth first. We said table maybe is not also the toichoy, and also while the top is already oil and you're only adding the mechitzas, samele it's muta. Lekule alme we paskin. You're allowed to take a table and make him longer. You're allowed to add pieces inside wings inside the table. And the size in the middle, the kula alma it's muta. Why? First we said maybe table is not called oil. If you decide that our tables are not called oil, but even if it's called oil, our tables, mikol mukayim we said moisif ala oil is muta. Moisif ala oil is muta. There's no issu to be moisif ala oil. Elevan moisif ala oil is muta. B'mele is no issu. Some wanted to say this is shaila from boine, but derech klal b'chayi gavne it's not shaykh boine because it's not really attached very strong. Even the other little pieces that go inside, it's no shaila from boine. We'll go right. Till here, it's very glad. So we have the din of boine, oil aray that is made for oil. And then we have the second halacha, that the Rabbonon. So I want maybe to be magdir before we start to go to the more what is nagia to us. Then the first isur is mamish when you're doing the oil, and then even if the things are there before, it's also why, because the fact that you're putting a cover, it looks like you're doing the oil. You look like misasek in oil when you're not doing it for protecting. So b'mele. We say like this, if it's made for something inside, it's also. But only if you do mechitzas also. Why? Because then it's look like you're doing oil. If you didn't do mechitzas, it's not also. Kum de Shulchan Aruch, it says Aloch. And here I know it's big arguments, but this is the Aloch. Shulchan Aruch brings down the Simon Shintas Vav. Beged sheshoytchem al pi chovis lechasoise. You have a big chovis, and you take a beged to cover the chovis. Lo yishtechenu apnei kuloi mishum oil, ela yaniach miktsosei megule. You have a chovis, not allowed to cover it with a cloth, because you're doing oil. You're allowed to put back a pot on the oven, even though you're making oil on top of the oven. The oven is already there. So why here it's also? It's a very big thing, so it doesn't help that the mechitzas are there. It's also. We're going to have one. The table, so who had in table rechova, a very big box, you're not allowed to cover. The table she'eino rechova kol kach, mutor lechasoiso. Ve'ein beze mishum oil. Oil ve'amechitzes kvar asuyos. The pot is already done. Ve'eicha she'metalte lo mimokim ze, le'amido b'mokim acher, v'shom mechasoiso, osur b'chol gavne. Zogdim Mishnah Berurah, if you take a pot and you bring the pot to the kitchen and then you cover it, you over al oya. You bought the mechitzas and now you cover the pot. So you can't cover a pot. Oil. You ask because some people do it. Most people that know halachas don't cover pots in Shabbos. Well, we go to Kaseida. But I'll read you a letter. But let. As the first one, the Mishnah Berurah says, a big pot you're not allowed to cover, even if the pot was there. How big, we don't know. But if it's a big pot, you're not allowed to cover it. If it's a small pot, if the pot was already there, you're allowed to cover it. But if you bring the pot to cover, you're not allowed to.
You can bring the cover to the pot?
You can bring the cover to the pot.
It's less than 3 o'clock.
I mean, it's lovely.
Tefach. Tefach. Is the Mishnah Berurah similar to what you're saying in Aruba? That Mishnah Berurah in Aruba wants to be maker if it's Pacham Shalosh Tefachim. But here the Mishnah Berurah brings down, if Eino Rechov or Harbe, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, that is also to cover the pot. That idea, Madosei Kilo Isa Mechitzi Makisi Biyachat. What? Not boina. What boina? Not boina. Now, so we're going to add. This is a Mishnah Berurah. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings down. Das arbe in the. This is Shulchan Aruch. Sif Memtes. The das arayvet v'arashba. The bechol gavne ein v'kisvi keli mishum oil. V'nochon le'achmir k'das ha-Shulchan Aruch shu das arbe v'shot. Achlekes. The Ravid says to cover kelim, it doesn't look like oil. It doesn't look like oil. But that's a Shulchan Aruch to cover kelim, it also looks like oil. V'meile roi le'ach b'kedas a Shulchan Aruch. As I said, the Mishnah Berurah shin tesvov sifkot mentes roi le'ach b'kedas a Shulchan Aruch. So now the shaila is how we live. Yeah, it's a kenizai. Everyone covers parts. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach wants to say, he says like this. First we have to know how the Mishnah Berurah looked and covering kelim. It's called you're doing it to protect the food, that the bees will not come in, the flies will not come in. So then bichlal we have to understand, so why when the pot is there you're allowed to cover? We said if you're doing L'shem oil, even if the mechitzas were there before Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it. And if it's not considered you're going to protect, so why it's also? Okay, maybe it's choishesh because it's arba mechitzes, so it's choishesh. So the person wants to say like this. Avada, everyone is masking that kelim is not mamish, looks like oil. But if you do all of the maise oil, it's also. So I want to go to Kaseda. The Chazanish says that he's not masking to all of this chumrah, bringing the kelim. He says it's not, doesn't look like you're doing mechitzes. It's a full thing that is already here. You're just moving it from one place. He said, oh, but Chofetz Chaim, you know, Chofetz Chaim is echad the mandama. Chofetz Chaim is not nishta ze. So, Rabshim Zaman Auerbach came and he said like this. Rabshim Zaman Auerbach said, I read a seif me'ocha Shabbos, then I'll say Rabshim Zaman. יש מאחרונים שכוסו שהמעביר כדיר ממוקם למוקם ואחר כך נויסן על הכיסוי הרי זה בגדר מים עם מחיצס ואחר כך נויסן הגג ויש בזה איסור עשי הסויל אם יש חלל טפח בין האויכל שבכדיר לבין הכיסוי וזה לא חלל טפח עבד אז נעד עושו משנברו בשם הפרימי גודים אומנום אם יש לכיסוי ביסחיזו וניקר שהוא כיסוי ולא אויל יש להוקר. I send a letter to the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos already. Maybe 12 years ago, 13 years ago. So to feed them, to cover, to take over the Moshul pat a soup pot and yeshiva, a chon pot, and to put a plate on top of it, it's also. Because it's not kisei akel. Or the marshal, today is another zach, silver foil. They take silver and they make it like paper, and they cover. This is not, it's not kisei akelim, it comes with a whole roll. I know sometimes they put it on the fridge before Pesach, I see they don't, it's not made only for kelim. I see it's made for all different things. You can't say it's miyuchad for kelim. It's miyuchad for all different things. Cover a sim, cover this. What, silver foil is made to cover pots? Silver foil?
It's meant to cover the food.
Food? Well, that's the upset, it's not kelim. Food, why put the people that they can't pay some people put it? It's not food. Only you don't do it. They don't do that, they do a different thing. What is it? When it comes to that pay some, they do it. Havana, it's not made only for that. The company knows that it's not only made for food. If, even if it's made, it's not Nika. It's a Vimele. Aval kimdumani. I mean, the letter. My kasha was. Nearly on his diet. This is my shayla. Totally zorg. She has like clear tablets. Cake. She has ba'uga. V'yesh chalal tefach misfas ha'uga v'ad ha'kisui. It's a chalal tefach from the cake to the top. אם בוא לך סויסה בשבס קודש בנייר כסף, צורף הוא, צורך להקביד כדי להלון שלו יום, שלו יום שיך הכלי להתב ניסי לו ויחסנו. חייגב נהיה משום עשי הסויר. אם יחשב קויסה מחיצה וגג ועוסו, אלו יקביד לך סיס הסיר להתב ניס במקוימו. So the answers, כמדו ממה שאנושים מקילים בזה, היינו בגדי רשיביו יסוליקן ומחסים בזה בצלחס, לא ידען המינונו. Doesn't know what is that. Doesn't know what is that. This is the Shmir Shabbos, the letter from Shmir Shabbos. So you have to know, on a big pot, it's a bigger chum. Because there, some poskim hold that even Kisei HaKelim will not help. Moshe Nepanovich, on the big chum pot, they were tied with a chain. Not that people will not steal. They tied it to the chain because it's a big cover. Peter Chazanish, they said that a big cover, a big pot is Isur oil to put it back. So do I mark it on Isur oil? What? If the chain becomes like more like a folding table. So if it's one, again, because it's only, what have to explain? You're asking what is the, all these things? It's only near. All these Isurim are not really, it's only. It's a Isur de Rabbono, it's not stam a dvorim be'alme, it's a Isur de Rabbono. Now, Reb Shlomo, there's one more thing on this part.
Take it off, okay?
No. Same Isur to put is a Isur to take off. What is also to put is also to take off. Zal be Isur. What? Chazanish says, V'loy nizbar lanu mazeh ugon. Read the Lashon Chazanish. Ashir rochav kasav Chazanish sheloy noida lanu. Tzad Sheikh Chazanish says a normal bed, it says that it's not. Because in the bed, Tzad Sheikh to bring down a ding around August, there was a bathroom, and the top, the cover of the bathroom fell, the toilet. So as Chazanish said, Chutz and Sharif and Boine, he said, if you have to tie it with a string, because if not, there's oil when you close the toilet. Pashtus is small. I say the shiurim are very not close. What is the shiurim? With the huge chunk pots. And that, in Potovich, I remember the minig was Tasser. Say these things. I know Avada, it doesn't mean, now the Shaila is like this. There's a big vikuach that some Talmidei Chachamim have with different Talmidei Chachamim. I'll say like this. By me it's klal, and by the Shmir Shabbos it's klal, that there's no heter for a silver foil. Why people do it, we don't know. Again, when it's a halal tefach. Mishnah Mazal said, I'm not going into another cheshbon, but Moshel, I know all of you will ask right away. So everyone is nichshel, right? Everyone is nichshel. So B'Skirov Alman will say, again, there's enough place for everyone. It's big, it's big, it's basically Chaznish Gizok. The B'Skirov said, it's very big. Everyone will be lonely there. It's not like it'll be very crowded. But why? So B'Etzem, not every time is a halal tefach in between the food and the tap. The problem is, what happens to the places that you sliced already the cake? So Shem Zama says, but there you're not trying to protect it. Even though it's not so true, because if the ear and the flies come in, they dry it from the side. Why I'm saying it? Shem Zama and Oyerbach written a letter to the Shmir Shabbos. They just reprinted it now in the new Shmir Shabbos. But then, when that letter came to my hands, was again, when I was learning Oyer 15 years ago, Shem Zalman said that there's an issur. You know, in America they have it. You have cakes, fancy cakes. Then there's a dish, I don't know how you call it, that you cover the cake. This you know what it is, right? It's the opposite. What is the name?
He knows better about cake.
Shem Zalman Oyerbach holds that it's an issur to put it down on Shabbos. It's issur oil. I want to read the letter from Shem Zalman Oyerbach.
It's called a truffle.
What?
Truffle,
what's
called?
Truffle. Michse ala ugo sheregilim leanichoy ala ugo. Kedei leshomro mizvuvim. Im yesh chalal tefach ben amichse lezad haelyon shel auga. אין לו הניחוי בשבס משום שאוי שאויל כדי להוגל. וכן אין להסירו עם הלאוגו כי הוא סוי שאויל. אבל אם אין חלל תפח מותר, I mean word by word, זה נקסבי עד רב של זלמן. ואף אם נכתח מהאוגה ובמוקים החתך יש חלל תפח, מותר להניח המכסה. כיוון שמעל האוגו אין חלל תפח. ולא אכפת לו שיש חלל תפח מעל המוקים הפורוס. כי המכסה בו לאוגן על האוגו הקיימס ולא על המוקים הפורוס. בוט, אם המכסה מיועד לצלחס המיוחדס לאוגה, אף אם יש חלל תפח מהאוגה למכסה מוטר לחס, יש דום ידי כיסו יקדירו. You have some people that call it fancy, with a bottom and a top. Some only have the top. The cheaper ones, yeah? What can you know? Both. You know what I mean? Some comes like a set, like mamish dresses on, and some they only have like this cover. I remember I went to ask Rabbi Yashiv. It was the days that he davened Mincha near Slonim, there he had a bis medrash, and he told me that it's mutter. I tried to explain to him, I told him that it's mutter. So we thought that he didn't understand. Young. So I remember we went to Davin Mincha and we bought like a very, very fancy one. And I stand opposite in Mincha and the whole Mincha we had it on the table. I actually got very annoyed after Mincha. He told me that it's no shayla that it's mutter, it's not shaykhs. But Rav Shlomo Zalman asked, Avada, there's a lot more to be done. Why to be also? Because by Etzem Deer, it's really, everything is ready. You're just moving a thing from a place to a place. There's a lot of different, the same thing people have in America, the same Shaila, and the candlesticks, the Besser I mentioned, have a cover that they don't want it to get black. So after the candles blow out, they have a special thing they put on top of the candles, that they don't get the name for it. I also forgot the name. We'll go weiter. So I'm saying, and that for sure, yesh al malismoich, al ze avada yesh malismoich. What? Can you? Here he holds that, I'm saying it's a big rant, I don't want to go in because you have to learn the sugyas, that a full thing that you turn from side to side is not called oil. The truth is the Shmir Shabbos Kir Chosos B'Shem Shem Zaman is serious about it. If you're allowed to turn over a kli to make an oil. Now, Mishnah Berurah says another chiddush that people don't know. If you have a drawer that went out of the table, we'll go to the old tables, or we'll call it the office tables. The office tables, in America they have them today again also. You know, people have like this, you know, brown choshev office table. Now, but that's about these office tables, they have it, the side drawers and the middle drawers. Soon we'll get to the side drawers. In the middle where you sit is like a drawer that goes out. That drawer that goes out, you know,
all teachers have it.
What? The teachers have, oh, video of America. They have these drawers. Now, these drawers, the way it goes like this. There's a top table, is a piece of board, and there's a drawer that slips in. When you take out the drawer, there's nothing left. Now, Hainu, I'm coming to Afuke, you have a place that you have a piece of wood, and the drawer just goes in. When you take it out, the place stays closed. Understand what I'm saying? To make it more masuder. No, like a drawer in a cupboard, in a closet. I'll get to in a second in the closet because the closet is another chiddush from Shemazam. But in a closet, let's say you have a closet and you take out the drawer. There's only one big drawer. We'll say instead of four drawers in the closet, it's all of them join out to one drawer and take them out. You took them out. The box inside the closet stayed a box. And the teacher table, that drawer doesn't have a box. It's a hanging drawer. Mishnah Berurah says to put it in your Issa Oyel. And if it went out in Shabbos, without the Shaila Boina, it's an Issur of Asiyas Oyel to put back the drawer. Some say even if it was not, if you took it out, that is less from a tefach left, you're not allowed to put it back in. As this is Mishnah Berurah. Now, the Chazanish is not masking with it. He says, the roof is there. I'm allowed to bring mechitzas after the roof. What is the pshat of Mishnah Berurah? The answer to Mishnah Berurah is, you know why you're allowed to bring mechitzas after the roof? Because the roof is there and the floor is there. So it's already almost there. You just put the walls inside. Here is no floor. Is a floor somewhere in the bottom, but the top of the table is not misyachas to that oil. From that reason, of Shlomo Zalman says a chumra that I know that a lot of you don't know about en malasot. If you have a bed and you have a drawer of blankets under the bed, if you pull out the drawer, you can't put them back in.
If you took out the drawer totally.
Because
the basic shaya beds.
Yeah. Basic shaya beds, exactly.
Well,
if you took some partial, you're allowed to. What happens to Bachar? You know, you come to the deer and you see that, you know, the boys that were not here don't know, and you took it out. Shazam says, stuff it with blankets and put it in. Because there's no halal tefach. So, you're right. Some would say, why deer? It's not like it's already the box was there. But the answer is again, when you take it out, the bed is not misyaches to that place. It's not like a closet that is a closed place. Now, Shem Zama said another thing. If you have a closet and you have two drawers, and you took out a drawer, you're not allowed to put back the drawer. Because now you're doing two oils, and you only had one. I mean, it's two kind of closets. It's one closet that every drawer has a separate box. And there's a lot of closets, and when you take out the drawer, you could look till the bottom. So in this drawer, Shem Zama says, you're not allowed to put back the drawers. Again, Avad is a chazanish that is makel, but the Welt is noyek to be machmir. The Welt is noyek to be machmir. Right, the same thing. Oh, Bidyuk, this I have every time with my kids. I forgot, it's good to remind me. I'm like, the last couple of years, there's no group age that uses it. But every time I had the same argument with my Rebbetzin, they have these Keter plastic drawers, you know. In the kitchen, they have it for fruit, and the kids, they have it for all the little games, the Legos, and all these things. Now, Chazoke, that it goes out in Shabbos. Chazaka that goes out on Shabbos. Shem Zama says he's not allowed to put it back in. Again, in some places you could, because a lot of times, if it's stuff, you're allowed to. If it's stuff, you're allowed to. Or, if they already have a bottom, and the drawer only goes in, but they don't have a bottom. They only have, like, the sides that go in. So, Shem Zama holds an issel to put it back in. As they out of Shem Zama, it's an issel to Rabbanan. It's exactly like eating chicken and milk together. Same issel. They're missing it. So Isur Gomo. Oil is one of the halachas that most people don't know. Oil is one of the halachas that most people don't know. It's a very hard simon, very not close. It's very hard. Salim and Simon Shint as well. But it's a thing, it's kedai to have a achis. It's another part in oil. And this halacha, Mishuma and Shulchan Aruch, didn't come in Simon Shint as well in Hilchas Oil. It came in Simon Shin Aleph. To wear a hat in Shabbos. To wear a hat in Shabbos. To go on the street with a hat. So I want to read the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Ayin Aleph. The halacha b'mayish ha'yoytza, what is the halacha, what you could wear, what you can wear. Choyva shu mispashet le'alan meroyshe tefach, osu le'anichoy beroyshe afilu babayis mishum oil. You're not allowed to wear what they call today a baseball cap. So, that you're not allowed to wear even in the house. Even in the house you're not allowed to wear it. Why? Mishum oil is an isur oil. Mishum oil. It's made to protect. If it's made to protect, you don't have to have a mechitzah.
The shade.
It's made for shade. Why?
Shade
what?
Protect.
You know what I'm talking about? Now, wait. Now, this halacha avada has a very shver part because we spoke last year about Chove. That in the Kaisel, you're allowed to, when it's raining, you're allowed when it's sunny, and you have a Aliyah L'Teira, you're allowed to hold the talis in four sides, and Chosin Bereish is Chosin Teira. We said Chosin Teira, Chosin Bereish, we said you're not doing it for Letzel. But even in the Kaisel, you're allowed to, because the Chaznish says that only if you put it on something solid. Stam holding in the hands is not called the oil. So the Chaznish himself has the kasha, so what is the problem with the hat? But the answer is, the hat is already in the place. The talis that is held by hands is nowhere. But a hat on a head, this is the place of the hat. So it's a davar kavua. There's another Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to go with a hat, even if it's not a tefach, that in the street, because maybe it will fly and you'll go to pick it up. This is Seif Memalev. So when you see the sugi inside Be'etzim, it's a Gemara. If the Gemara says you're not allowed to go with a hat, and it's Machlekes Rishonim, why the Gemara asked it to go with a hat? If the Gemara meant mitzad oil, or the Gemara mitzad gzeir Hashem o itlenu. And the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, as we're saying, the Tamtis Advorim, Shulchan Aruch Paskin is both shittas. It's also to go with it in the street, mitzad, you pick it up, and then even if it's not a tefach, and it's also mitzad gzeir mitzad oil. And the male oil is also afilu babayis. Shabuah says, Av she'ein oil b'lo itfanes, v'kol mekam oil arei v'osun b'rabonon. It's made to be made of Bnei HaShemesh, and it's also. Now, the shaila is, so why we wear a hat? The Hainu, a person has a hat. So why people go out with a hat? Kosva achoinim kamat zdodim betama heter. Echot kevon de'enoi koshe v'nichvav lemato ein b'chshash isu. Well, it's not hard. And it falls down. It's not also. What?
Right.
V'afilu imu koshe. הלוי אינו מסקב בבשוס אליאס לצל רק מחבל לחסיס רוישה וכן אם הסוף האוסי בשיפוע גם כן יש לצד אדו למיקרו אויל באופן זה so three reasons it's soft it's not made for cell and if it's crooked down אבל יורה בקוס הבתם שהאויל הם שמים לכם על שיט הסרשי אתה בכלל חזר בין נעשר באויל and a half מצד אויל ולפי זה אפילו בקפלוש שהוא קושה ואי הרכב בסוף הטפח גם כן אלים חסמוק עם שני הגים לאוקר אף שמסתום מנס לסוף הכזו לצל so he says if you say מכן רשי אבל ובמוקם שלא נוהגו לאוקל וזה בוודא יש לאח מרקדס השולחנו של אליל בבשה בסקפלוש רוחו גם בכיס והרי יש לו בקפלוש So the Kapelutsch Rocho, so the Maisa, the Poiskin Dan, Rabbi Yashiv says, the Shaila, why we are Soymech? We the Maisa are Soymech because we all like Shittas Rashi, or we are Soymech because it's not Nasa Letzel? Rabbi Yashiv says, because it's not Nasa Letzel, it's also the Orche Shabbos he brings him down, the Shmir Shabbos, it's a bit different, but that the Kapelutsch that is made, he speaks about the baseball hat, says, חייבו שיש שליים רחובים, עשוי מחוימר לבד, יש מהפויסים שקוספו שעושו לבוישה בשבס אפילו בבייס. אומנו המינג להוקל בזה, אי משלמורה, ושמענו מהגיש של ישב, שתם אלה להוקל כסבור הסטס, וגם מקבועים שלנו עם התורס השליים לא בני השמש, אלא זה צור הסקויבה. ואיפה שלפי זה, אם אילבש קויבה שכל יקור כוונוסי לשם צל, כי אם קויבה מצחי לילד וקויבה קש, כל בוהט, יש להחמיר. So again, there's two reasons. The Taz says, because the person is not מחוון לצל, even that it's made for that, he doesn't want, when a person goes, you know, have very shoe, שבוח, and go with his huge hats, but they're not מחוון לצל, they're not מחוון לצל, But the nafkimina is if you mechaven itself, it'll be also. It's very hot. Normally, you're a bacher that doesn't go with a hat and jacket in the street. But now it's hot and you want to take a hat and jacket because you don't want the sun. Then it's also. It's also
what it said. What if you tip your hat
and you want the sun from
your eyes?
What?
What if you tip the hat?
You
want the sun from
your eyes.
You're wearing
a
hat.
You
always wear it.
So then it's also.
Then it's
no
hat. Just go that hat.
What Isur is more chamu veisach? A minute.
It's soft, doesn't
it? Crooked. Some want to say if it's made also for that and you're enjoying it, maybe it isn't mukkin to be maker. You have to know. What about? So again, some say the meaning is we say mechan Rashi that the hat is no Isur, but if it's not made. For shade, but if it's made, so it's other because it's not made for that. But if you're doing it for that, who has to be also? The Mishnah Berurah is mamshich. Look, very interesting zach. Yesh nimnoi milot et atalis shel mitzvah la birtu. Some people don't put the talis on the hat. Kedei shelo yi talis mikan v'mikan kmo itfanes. ואיימר גן אברום שמפקפק ומזה נסתבר המנהג היום שאין מחסים ראשיים בשבס בטליס בייז התפילו על אפילו על הקוי והקוטן everyone knows that you know when you the state of Mishnabur when you dive in the talis has to be over the head it's very yeshivish guys but the chazonim you see they try to put it like in the edge of the yarmulke שחק לחזך yeah? the talis goes on the head The people that put it down here, it's better they will never be a chazan. It's terrible zach. You have to know that. Mishnah Berurah says to be. So what is the pshat? You see some people in Shabbos don't put a talis on their head. It's not the zach. It's yeshivish zach. So then Mishnah Berurah came from the frum shem frum. Because they were used to not to put talis on their head. So even when they have something on their head, they also already put not to put something on their head in Shabbos. And talis, your skin, who knows what will be there in the head, and then you'll be mechitzas, and it'll be awesome. And Zayda Mishnah Berurah brings down that from that came that minhag that some people didn't do that. Zayda. till here. Abba was a minig not to put the talis on the hat because you were scared from mechitzas mikan v'mikan. And the Mishneh Berurah goes back and forth, brings down to look if the minig is nochen or not nochen. Yesh nimnoi. What? The hat is sticking out, and then you have the mechitzas. Right, but the sides. So you put the oil, then you put the mechitzas. The mechitzas came after the oil. I said, by a person that is wearing it, could be his known of Kamina to say the Radvarim. Could be his known of Kamina to say the Radvarim. I don't know exactly. It's Nishklo. This brings us back into the Shaila. I just want to say the Tzdonim a little bit. I don't want to be Machriya because Lemaise, everyone wears it. The last 2-3 years, they made this new Zach that people have Shtreimlach or Kapeluches, and they made these huge raincoats that Mamish, you see the people going, the Mamish going with an oil. You can't call it something else, Chutzim oil. They have this huge oil around them, and they have Mechitzas Mikan Mikan. And not only that, they want to be protected. They want to be protected. And in a way, these things are even better from a normal raincoat. If you just go on your head, it's my mom, as you walk and you feel like dry, like garnish, nothing comes inside. The shaila is, if you're allowed to, like, if the person, be'etzem, is the marshal, if it will not be raining, he will go outside on normal Shabbos without a hat and jacket. But in the winter, when it's raining, he goes with the hat, with the protector. The shaila is, if this is called a davar that is osui lahogin. So again, if the hat is not osui lahogin and you have only on top of the hat, but the moshe, a lot of them, you pull that plastic much more ahead. You're right. So mitzad echo, it's not so strong. But the truth is, with that whole system, it becomes very strong. Well, they said that a hat is soft, the head of a soft hat, it's because it doesn't have the moshel. And Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shin Tesvov, Nichas Oyel, it's born on Halacha, the Chasnish doesn't understand this Halacha. No one understands. But it says in the Halacha, everyone brings it down to Halacha, Hanoi te paroiches vekayoyitze, when you put on the paroiches, if it's a big paroiches, you're not allowed to put it yourself. Because when you put it, it will get a stomach and it gets a tefach. שבשעה שנויתת, בשעה שאויסי בדליוסו, דרך שמתקפלת מעט מרוחבו, ואם יהיה הכפל תפח, הווה לאויל. הווה לאויל. פיידי משנה ברורה, but it's not strong. So it's not called the oil. כיוון שמחווה לאסיס מחיצה, לינטס יש הפרויך, אז גור התפי. But he wants it to be like a mechitza, so then it's awesome. Again, so it says you're not allowed to hang a paroiches. Being down the chazanish says lo yodati. It's only in his hands. There's no oil in the hand. But it's even Shulchan Aruch when you put a paroiches, don't do it yourself because then when you put it and you try to fold it, it becomes like a tefach. So you have to have two people to hold it straight and to put it in. This is a halacha. So chazanish says it's beyodoy. Fight the Mishneh Berurah, but it's soft. Says, yeah, but when you're trying to make a mechitzah, and then you do that, then we don't say the svorah of soft. These coats are made to have a mechitzah. I had back and forth with Shlomo Miller from Toronto in it. I don't remember, I can't find out where. When it came out, with some guys that were living there, and they asked me, and then was a shtickle tumult, and I decided to stop. So I don't remember the whole Masu Matan. I don't remember the whole Masu Matan on it, but it's a Zach that Adain Tzorich Biru, and Medat Mevar Zayn Gut, before you use it in Shabbos, I'm saying again, everyone is using it. Yes, Lismoich al Rashi, but I'm not so sure even if Rashi would be Mekel. Could be Rashi was Mekel only when it's only a hat. When it's also Mechitzas, I'm not so sure if Rashi is Mekel. So this thing yet, Adain Tzorich Biru, I'm sure, there's Hashem, the Dvorim will be Mizbar with the Drosh. I don't remember.
Any path.
What?
Any path.
Path is there, right?